Good morning, good morning, TMC fam. This is Minister 50 Cox by the way of New York. I'm here in North Carolina, but I will give thanks to the Lord for he is good, his love endureth forever. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for this day, for our lives, for having us, for my many blessings. I believe in you, Lord, goodness in all the heart. So I am asking you to go before us today, being guiding us in any situation. Make us wonder which way to turn. As each hour passes at this day, Lord, bless us with your strength and your peace. Please keep us under your watching eye an entire day, even in the morning. Help us to have comfort in going forward this day. Pray for the DS Dell's entire family, Lord, this morning. Thank Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for their vision for the TMC call. Pray for the speaker going to download a message through the telecommunications sanctuary. Pray for Mr. Clement Board and Dr. Godmother Dorothy Cook for their leadership. Thank you for the TMC family and guests for joining us this morning. Pray for the sick and the shut-in. Go by the hospital and touch somebody this morning. Pray for the bereaving family this morning. Lord, we thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, let us all say amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Praise God. Good morning to you, and thank you so much for sitting and greeting everyone this morning here on the Master's Call and giving us that tag, giving thanks unto the Lord Friday, and we definitely give thanks unto him because he is good, and thank you for praying for us and getting us prepared for what God has in store for us this morning. And good morning to you, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I tell you, I am so grateful to God and giving him thanks along with Minister Cynthia for he is good. And if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to you, because I tell you, we're here Monday through Friday each and every week, and we're so grateful to God for ordaining two wonderful, wonderful women of God to start this call, and I tell you, it's been a blessing ever since. And it started back in October 2010, and these wonderful women of God, they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and we call her also Dr. Dimples, and she is a wonderful, blessed woman of God who helped start this call, along with Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. And I tell you, God has been blessing this call ever since. So we invite you to invite others to tell them this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. It was established on the scripture, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have this mission statement, which we lovingly stand on, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And I tell you, we have gotten testimonies where many have told us that it has enriched, enhanced, and empowered them in such a blessed way. We also encourage you to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And all the messages have been archived there on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, you'll also notice that we have a theme, and it is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Cynthia did, or hosting, as which is what I'm doing now, or you even may have a word from the Lord, we definitely want to hear that. So please send that information to info@themasterscall.net. We also take your prayer requests and praise reports. You can send those to info@themasterscall.net. Now, Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, today is Friday, so you get to remain on the line in the second half of this call and verbally submit your prayer requests and your praise reports. We definitely want to pray with you and rejoice with you. Now, many of us were knitted together with this call through a phenomenal, I call God ordained health and wellness company that's been assisting millions around the world with their healthier lives. And it's because of their awesome products. And that company is Artist International, which now we are under the umbrella of Artist Life. And it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. Now, we're so excited about the new things that are taking place and what God is doing with the wonderful products such as Sweet Balanced Coffee for diabetics, and we got the weight loss system, which people are definitely losing weight, the 72-hour weight loss system. So it's definitely been helping people to lose weight within 3 days. So we are so thankful to what God is doing with these awesome products. Now, we also have the new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call. And I tell you, we get vital information each time to let us know what's taking place within the company, and also getting testimonies of these wonderful, wonderful products. So that number is 641-715-3865. Again, that's 641-715-3865. And today we have a wonderful lady that's going to talk to us on this motivational day, and she is Dee Lee, and she's going to talk about the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. So you want to go to that call after this call. Now, I won't prolong the time because I tell you, we are so blessed to have a wonderful woman of God who gives us a rich word each and every time we come together. Every time she speaks, and she is none other than our wonderful, blessed woman of God, Minister Ada Lovett Grace. She is an humble servant of God, and she resides in Brooklyn, New York with her husband, Doug. Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada is a mother, she's a grandmother, and she believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. And I know that she and her lovely husband, Doug, are preparing for Abraham Day, which is a big event that's held in New York. And I know she's going to tell you more about that. But I tell you what, she is a teacher. She is a teacher of the Word of God, and she adequately just explains what God is doing in each and every one of our lives in such a profound way. She wants to read the Word and study the Word, live the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word. She wants to do it all, and she wants to instill it in each and every person she encounters. I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some and present to others none other than our very own lovely, the blessed woman of God, Minister Ada Lovett Grace. Are you there, Minister Ada?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Miss Brenda. How are you? This is Pastor Vanessa.
Okay, well, all right. Hold on. I tell you what, I am so excited because I tell you, this woman of God, she is always a blessing to the masses, always in place, always ready to serve, always ready to give a word from on high. I tell you, she is our co-founder. She is a dynamite woman. She is a blessed woman of God. I tell you, she has blessed so many people around the world as well as around the country, and of course, here on the TMC as well as Artist International, Artist Life. I introduce to you none other than our co-founder, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Prairie View, Texas. Dr. Vanessa, take it away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I was getting ready to listen to Miss Ada myself, and then I said, let me scroll up and down the board. And then I went, uh-oh. So we know to be ready in season and out of season, and God is faithful for us to always have a word in our belly so that we can be a blessing to God's people, but utmost to be submitted to the voice of the Lord. Well, good morning, TMC family. I want to thank Minister Cynthia for welcoming each and every one of us to the call this morning from Boogie Down Bronx. I think she's in North Carolina at her AME Zion Conference today. And, of course, you, our prayer general, who has always done such a fantastic job, and we so love and appreciate you for your leadership. Our Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell, and I do see on the board my dear, dear sister in the Lord, our co-founder of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, as you all lovingly call her, Dr. Dibbles, Dr. Super Fantastic. We praise God for you and your presence on the call today. I tell you, on this Friday, God is so good. God is so faithful. And there is definitely today a word from the Lord. You know, we've been in the theme, and we've been talking a lot, and the different speakers have even been talking a lot about faith and the importance of having faith in anything and everything that we do, and the importance to walk it out through our process, through our journey toward our purpose. And this morning, I just want to highlight and talk about how God has given each and every one of us a dream. Now it's up to us to believe the dream. We have to choose and not excuse ourselves from what God has assigned us to do. So I'm going to talk this morning briefly about God has given me a dream. It's up to me now to believe. All of us have a dream. Sometimes in our motivational circles, we call it a vision, a goal, a purpose, a destiny, but it all has to be carried on the wheels of faith. It all has to be carried on the wheels of belief. It all has to be mainly carried on the wheels of persistency and consistency. And I'm going to talk from three words that we've talked about in the past that it's important when you have a dream to be willing to serve, meaning that you're going to have to do some work, put your hands to the plow. That's why I laughed when I got the flyer this morning that Dee Lee's message this morning was about success, because I learned this adage years ago, and I often say it first to myself, that the only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary. In our lives, we feel we're entitled to want a shortcut, want it easy, or a spirit of entitlement that we have to really work against. And we feel folks owe us. And we forget that it was a lot of folks who did a whole bunch more for us so that we owe the next generation and make sure we do our part. And then we have to surrender so that we can soar and be all God has called us to be. So we're going to talk first on the premise of Jesus was a what? Servant leader. Jesus was one, I'm getting a text that Ada's been trying to get on. I don't know what's going on, Miss Ada, because all of us are on, so maybe one of you all could three-way her in, but we'll definitely have her back next time, because they said she is trying to get on, and I don't want her not to be able to minister. So, Will, if you could three-way her, if you do it in the next minute, then we'll let her go on, and I'll just kind of intro her before she comes on. She is trying to get on but having problems, and we just bind the devil. He is alive, but if you could possibly three-way her in, because I'm looking at the board, and then we'll put her on. Then when we start with serving, it's so important that we understand as leaders, we have to be servant leaders. And when you're servant leaders, there's a heart that's tender, sensitive, and surrendered to the voice of the Lord, that you're looking for opportunities to be your brother and your sister's keeper. You're looking for opportunities to be a help. Entitled folks have the attitude I got mine, you do the best to get yours. It's just us four and no more in my family. I got mine, you better get yours. And that's not the spirit that we want. And I always remind us on this line, we are birthed to help our artist family in this great industry called network marketing. You have to be a servant leader to be successful, because you cannot have the ultimate success that we desire. Yes, ma'am.
I have Ada on the line with me.
Okay. Well, great. So we're gonna go on, and I'm going to bow out the way. I'm not sure what happened, but we're going to listen with an open heart, an open mind. You've heard her introduction. Not sure what happened, but I am just more than willing to step aside and introduce to some and present to others this morning, Minister Ada Grace. You got only about 10 minutes, so take it away, sweetheart.
Good morning, Dr. V and Minister Kai. Thank you for conferencing me. And can you all hear me?
Loud and clear.
Take it away.
Praise the Lord. I have been trying to get in the on the line since about 6 minutes before 8 o'clock. The devil is a liar. And so I'm going to, I believe that the Lord would have me to come very quickly to you. Before we go into our second part of today of prayer, the title of my message today was "Weeping is Weeping for America." I have been fasting television, and but I of course read the paper and I see things on social media, and at the state of our country, we need to of course pray. And so if you have your Bibles, I'm going to move very quickly. You can turn to the book of John, the 11th chapter, verse 35. And it's the shortest passage of scripture in the Bible. And it just simply says, Jesus wept. And for the sake of time, I hope you will take some time to go back, but I'm going to give you a backdrop today. As I come before you this today, I have had such an emotional roller coaster of a week as we're preparing for Abraham Day. There was an incident regarding my daughter that really had me angry and weeping. I've been weeping for my home city of Chicago and the violence that's been going on there. I've been weeping as what's going on and who will be the next president of these United States of America. And so I've been crying out to God. And when you look at this story, I'm just going to paraphrase it for you and give you some takeaways so that we can be mindful of the time. But let's just go back and see why did Jesus wept? So go back with me to verse the first verse of chapter 11. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "The sickness will not end in death." You know what I want to do, because I'm hearing some background noise. I want to be sensitive. Folks, I so apologize. I want to give this the time that it deserves. So what I want to do is I want to just share to you from my heart. I am so very thankful for the Master's call. When you are going through some painful experience in which you are having your emotions, highs and lows, if you read that chapter, you're going to see that we get a chance to see Jesus fully human and fully God. And so I pray that I get a chance to come back and minister this word. But what I want to do is just really encourage you. I do believe there is someone on the line who is experiencing a great deal of pain in their life. Your pain may be emotional pain. It may be physical pain. It may be causing you to have sleepless nights. Do you know since the inception of this call, every Friday, we remain on the line to pray with you and for you? And I want to give a special appeal. There's someone on the line who is uncomfortable sharing, but I want you to understand that when the Bible tells us that we are to share our faults with one another, we are to confess to one another so that we can pray for one another. And this is a safe place. This is a safe place for you to come with your vulnerabilities, with your heart that may be heavy. You may be dealing with some things in which you want us prayer warriors to pray for you. So I invite you to stay on the line for part two, and I pray that I have an opportunity to come back. I want to thank you, Minister Kai, for conferencing me in. We know that this is the trick of the enemy. He does not want he does not want his humble servant to go forth today, but he is a liar. Amen. And so we I just want to spend a couple of minutes, if you would be so kind, to just let me pray, and then we'll go into our corporate prayer. Father God, I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for the master's call. The master's call, this ministry has ministered to me so much. And I come against the enemy and his schemes and his evil working schemes to keep me from going forth, to discourage me. I thank you for life is so precious. I thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. I thank you for their yes. I thank you, Father God, for how they have mentored us and how Mother Eagle has pushed us out the nest. I thank you for all my brothers and sisters that I share this ministry with. And, Lord, I thank you for the callers. I thank you for each and every caller who is on this line. Lord, you know the meditations on their hearts. You know what they're going through. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you would minister to them in a real special way. I thank you, Father God, that you allow me to come on the line for a short period to let my master's call family know, my artist life family know how much I love them, how much I'm so thankful for the ministry. I'm so thankful that someone cared enough to share artists with me, Lord God. We thank you for Abraham Day, that we want to be your hands and feet extended in the community. If we ever needed unity, community, and peace, it is now. So, Father God, we understand that this is just a trick of the enemy to discourage us from going forward. But I thank you that there are some prayer warriors on the line this morning. I thank you, Lord, that there are some folks on the line that have a determined spirit. I thank you, Lord, that there are some folks just like me that are weeping and crying out to you, Father God, just as you told us in 2 Chronicles, if my people, which are called by my name, would seek your face, turn away from their wicked ways, then we will see healing. Then we will see restoration. So, Father God, once again, I just thank you. What the enemy meant for evil, you have turned it around for our good. And I bless your name this morning. I give you praise, Father God. I say hallelujah. The devil cannot stop me from doing what you have called me to do. So I bless you. I honor you. I thank you. And I turn the call back over to the host, and I pray that the Lord would have me come back for you. And once again, I apologize that I wasn't able to get there on time. Back to you, host. God bless you.
Praise God. God bless you, Minister Ada. We thank God for you. And it's nothing like pressing. When you press, God definitely blesses in your perseverance. So we give God glory. We know we'll get a chance to hear the second part of that message in its entirety. And also we want to say thank you, Dr. Vanessa. We had a two-part series, so to speak, you know, hearing about the dream, about our dream. We definitely want to hear the rest of that message as well. You know, God is just awesome in his doing. I don't take any of it for granted. I know that he's still doing a work in us and through us. And Minister Ada, I'm going to ask you to come back and close us out on this first half with the benediction. And would you just a little bit tell a little bit about Abraham Day, when it's going to be, so others would be able to share with others. Let's go before the Lord in prayer once more and again. Father, we so thank you and appreciate you for who you are all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for these women of God, Father, who desires to serve you in such a manner, Lord God, that you will be pleased with it all that they do. We thank you, Father, for our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who's always ready to give us a word, Lord God. We ask that you continue to pour into her and bless her tremendously, Lord God. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Everything that she encounters, oh God, we glorify you for blessing it. We thank you, Lord God, for Minister Ada, for keeping her in perfect peace as her eyes are stayed on you. We thank you, Father, that through her perseverance, Lord God, that you are blessing in a tremendous way. We come against every force that may attack the will of God. We come against everything that's not of you. And we stand together as two or three coming together, touching and agreeing, and realizing, Father, that you still are victorious, and you made us victorious through Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Father, in advance for all that you're doing through this ministry. Father God, we thank you. Also, for everyone that's on this call, we ask you, Lord, that you continue to use them. Be glorified. Be glorified, Father, in all that we do. Lord, let their weekend be a blessing in such a manner, Father God, they'll see your glory in everything, oh God. We thank you, Father, for those that are going through trying times and bereavement times. Lord God, we thank you, Father, that you're comforting them, that you're keeping them in perfect peace. We glorify you, Father, for those that are going through with their health. We call and declare them healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father, because you watch over your word to perform it. So, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless artist life, Lord God. Bless all those that are part of it, Lord God. Bless those that's being strengthened, Lord God. Keep us, Lord God, in perfect peace as we depend totally on you, trusting in you with all our hearts and leaning not to our own understanding. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, God still has a way of blessing his people, and I don't take anything for granted for what he's doing. I give him the glory in all that is taking place. And we thank you for joining us this morning, but guess what? We're going into the second half of this call. So if you want to hear the playback of what we did here today, it's 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-pound. And after this call, we're going to hear about a morning motivational message from Dee Lee on success, and that number is 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-pound. Well, I tell you, it's been such a blessing and a privilege to host this call today, and I thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We ask that God's blessings be upon you as you encounter the conference this weekend in North Carolina, and we thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for starting this call off with the profound message on dreams, and we want to hear the other part of it. And we thank you, Minister Ada Grace, for so lovingly wanting to fulfill the desire that God has given you. And we know we're going to get a chance to hear this message in its entirety on Jesus Wept. So would you please come back and close this first half out with the benediction, and then we're going to turn it over to our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, to take all our prayer requests and praise reports this morning with Minister Ada.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for hosting the call, and I want to say a happy belated birthday to our minister, Cynthia Cox. Just briefly, Abraham Day is about being in a community, being the hands and feet of Jesus in the community. If you want to join us for Abraham Day, July 30th at Marine Park, Brooklyn, New York, you can go to our website for more information, www.airgopro.net, air like the air you breathe, go, G-O, pro as in proficient or professional, .net. or you can give me a call, and we will give you more information. If you're in the area, we hope to see you out in the park. Now let me close out this first part. Father God, I thank you that as I have wept for our country, for what's going on, we thank you that Jesus can fully identify with us as being fully human and the emotions that we go through, the anger, the anguish, but, Lord, fully God. And so we thank you that he is our high priest making intercession for us. We bless you and we honor you for the Master's Call family. Bless our co-founders. Bless this day. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, I'm going to turn the call over to our Mother Eagle. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. No worries at all. God is good. The people of God are blessed. Don't even give it any more thought, sweetheart. All is well. We're going to just press on now. As I was reminding us when I began, that as each and every day when you go out, you want to have a servant's heart. You want to be surrendered to the will of the Lord, and we're going to soar to that place called destiny each and every day of our life. So as we do each and every Friday, we stop to take time to take prayer requests, praise reports, as we as a family come together, that our God always hears and answers prayer. So the queue has just been opened, so we encourage you to hit *6 and then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue, and we will be more than honored and humbled to take your prayer requests and your praise report. We just believe that in a multitude of counsel, there is safety as we bombard heaven and pray one for another. You know, Deuteronomy 32:30 reminds us that one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000 to flight. And it's more than two still on this line this morning. So we are asking you first, we want to lift up Artists International to keep our company lifted up in your prayers. We're asking us to continue to pray for the Diaz de Leon family and the shifting that God has, that it's all in God's hand with leadership, but that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Artist belongs to God. And as we pray, we watch God always show up and show out in our behalf. And we want to ask for prayer, as we always do. We're excited for our co-founder, as her health has just been increasing. God is truly pouring out his Jehovah Rapha in Dr. P.K. Roberts' life, and so we praise God for that, but continue to pray for total restoration and even better than before for our dear co-founder. And we're going to go to the queue now and head to Memphis, Tennessee. Always excited to hear from Miss Janice. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. I just want to thank God for just being on the call this morning. I want to thank God for the call. And for you and Pastor PK, because it's truly been a blessing to me. I do have a praise report this morning, as well as a prayer request. I want to, well, two prayer requests. As a matter of fact, I just got a call from my brother. But I did go on, we went to Haiti with my church. I'm on our foreign mission team. And I just want to thank God for just being able to see his hand in so many different ways. I mean, as far as protection and making provisions for the team, as well as what he did in the, you know, in the people of Haiti and the community that we worked in. We had our medical staff, and we were able to see over 500 patients, and it was just truly, truly, truly a blessing. And we had young people working with in the Vacation Bible School part of it, and there were so many children. I mean, it was such a blessing just to see the hand of God, and I just want to thank God for that and thank God for your prayers. And I wanted to, I have two prayer requests. My daughter, Jana, who will be taking the Tennessee Bar on Tuesday, we need your prayers. Again, She's been studying diligently, as she always does. She's a very disciplined child, young lady. And lately she has been so anxious, and she's just letting stress overtake her. And I think she's just, I guess the anxiety of taking the test and everything is getting her. So I just ask that you would pray with me that God will calm her spirits and help her to know that, you know, he's got this and it's not her anymore, but she's done her part. Also, my brother just called to tell me that my mom had a not-so-good night last night, and that, you know, she has allergies, and she takes the product sometimes, but it's kind of difficult to explain, but anyway, he had to wake her up and try to get her up last night because drainage was going down and stuff, and it kind of scared him a little bit. But anyway, these are my prayer requests, and I ask that the TMC family just pray with me this morning.
Amen. Well, I am so glad to hear that the Haiti trip went well. Always excited when I hear about missions trips, and I'm sure it changed you in so many ways. I tell you, people, when you go outside this country and especially visit other impoverished countries, you have an appreciation you never had before to really pray for America and understand how blessed we are. And also, we will definitely be praying for your daughter. I understand that stress. I've watched two brothers go through those bar exams, and they came out on the other side, and we know. We already call her a successful attorney, so we're going to definitely be praying for her peace and remembrance of this thing. All right. Ms. Camilla, you got a whole bunch of background noise, sweetheart. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I rolled the windows up. I just want to say thank you so much always for this morning. I'm thankful to be here on this side another day, to be able to get it right in God's name. And I have my praise report is that I have two, I'm a youth mentor for girls, and two students that I was having trouble with in school and trying to help them get on the right track. They took graduation pictures yesterday, and it really touched my heart to know that these girls have, you know, ministering to them and taking time with them and planting those seeds always, I believe, is definitely something that you should do regardless of what you see. And sometimes it's hard when you continue to minister and you see, you know, kids go keep going left, but you have to trust that everything that you do in God's name is going to always come back victorious. So I just have a praise report for that. I'm thankful to see that they're graduating and they're going to be going off to college and that they get it, and prayerfully that they will be sustained and covered and protected while they're in college, and remember all of the things that, you know, they have learned to help them to stay on the right track. I also just have the same prayer request, I believe, Friday that I did tell about my cousin that was in the hospital. And they didn't know what was wrong with her. Well, they had been testing her all week long, and they did some procedure on her. Whatever procedure they did was the wrong procedure, so now she has more complications and more issues. But I told her that God has the last word. God is a healer, so I ask that you continue to pray for my cousin, Tarshine Nicole Davis, for her healing and for God to heal her body and also to protect her mind, because she's not talking victorious anymore. You know, at one point she was, but now she, you know, she's saying it's all bad. And I told her, you know, don't claim that. And then yesterday I found out that my best friend's cancer came back. She's been in remission for 2 years. They cut her breast off. And she's only 37. So yeah, I'm just asking for prayer for my best friend, Teresa Green, that her mind is also protected, and that she believes that the same God who put her in remission before will and can put her in remission again. And continuous prayer for me on my move to where I'm going to live. I have no idea within the next 2 weeks. I have to tell them if I'm going or staying. So just continuous prayers for that. I'm trusting God, and continuous prayers for Kevin and Natalie over their children. And again, I just want to say I'm always thankful for this prayer line. That's why I'm always on it faithfully every Friday, because it truly blesses my life. It truly helps me to stay grounded and to stay remembering from hearing the other testimonies that everything ain't what it looked like, and that God is always bigger than any situation. And so I say to encourage to anybody today, many of us are going through, everybody's going through something, but together we can continue to pray and believe. And I want to say thank you, and I love you all, and thank you, Doctor, for always being obedient to this prayer line.
Thank you. All righty, we got that down. Are there any other prayer requests? Dr. PK, I see you unmuted yourself. Do you have a prayer request or a praise report for our TNC family this morning?
Dr.
PK, are you there? You unmuted yourself, sweetheart. Did you need to say something? Okay, well, we'll mute her back. And then our next caller from Fort Worth, Texas, Cowtown. Good morning, Minister Elsie. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, and thank you so much. My prayer request this morning is that I get all of this paper out of my office that keeps multiplying. I am so grateful. I'm trying to get organized for our event that we are supposed to be doing about the 25 calls and the two showcases and different things like that to help us in our ministry. And so I keep trying to clean this office up so I can focus. So pray for my focus and that I get this paper out of the way. Praise God, and thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa and the young lady that came on this morning. I got your message. I think we did. Jesus wept. Praise the Lord, and so are we. Glory to God. But in weeping, hallelujah, come blessings. Let it out, let it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, and God bless all of us.
All right, Evangelist. Thank you, sweetheart. It's always good to hear your voice, and we got that prayer request down. All righty, before we go to prayer, is there anyone else who'd like to come at this time and give us a prayer request or a praise report? As I always said, this is the heart of Dr. PK and I, that this call always be a place, always be a platform where the Word of God goes out freely and the prayers of the righteous come together, because the Word promises that they availeth much. Okay, well, I don't see anybody else coming into the queue, so we will go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you on this faithful Friday. We thank you for this day that we've never seen before, that you've allowed us to open up our eyes as old saints, they clothed in our right mind on this side of heaven, above the ground and not beneath it. We thank you, Daddy God, for this opportunity as we pray. Father, we thank you that we understand the power of prayer, that it brings about that supernatural peace. We understand the power of prayer that allows us to have strength from within that we know came from nowhere but from you. We thank you today, God, in the midst of shifting, in the midst of sifting, in the midst of coming, in the midst of going, that we recognize that you and you alone, Lord, are God. And we come to you, Father, as you put this mandate on this call back on October 25th in 2010 to pray for Artists International. We are just as committed now as we were that first day to be a foundation, a place of prayer for the Artists International family and the body of Christ. Father, today we need your prayers more than your presence more than ever before. We need your hand of intervention on this company more than ever before. We need you to line up your
kingdom come, your will than ever before. We pray in your purposes, your desires, God. Make us your midwives of the Spirit, that for each and every distributor and artist, for every family member of the Diaz de Leon family, for the corporate office, for every platinum, royal platinum, down to that advisor who said, yes, I want to be a part. Clothe us with your mind. Flow through us your will, hunger, and desire to line up with you. Now, I thank you, Father God, that you speak to our hearts and that as we understand to be servant leaders, to serve means to surrender our desires, our will, not that it's not important, but to seek your face and not just your hand. We understand today that for us to soar, we have to spread our wings and trust that the wind of God, the ruah, breath of God, will take us to places we've never been before, but we're trusting in you. So today we put Artists International at the altar, Daddy God. We ask for your supernatural intervention like never before. You give those who make decisions, the family, the leadership, a heart and an integrity, a character that glorifies you like never before. Through turbulent times, we hold on to the horns of the altar. We trust in you. We lean not on our own understanding, but we acknowledge you, knowing that your word promises in Proverbs 3 that you're going to direct our paths. We need your direction today, Daddy God. We need your intervention. We need you to do what you promised in Isaiah 40, that fourth verse. You promise that you go before us and make every crooked pathway straight, that you would make every rough place smooth. So we're asking for your smooth hand to come around these rough places, raggedy edges in our lives, in our attitude, in our character, and make them smooth by your touch and your intervention. Father God, we thank you, as we have always prayed, for the hearts of those who are on the front line, who are leading, that they grow not weary in well-doing. Each one of us is a leader in our home and in our circle of influence, but we ask for us to not lead by our own mind, but to lead with the mind of Christ so that we produce the healthy fruit, the nutritious fruit from heaven, the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 that will remain. So we thank you that we look to you. You told us in that Psalms 121, look to the hills from which cometh our help, because our help cometh from you. We thank you for our co-founder today, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for her health getting better and stronger each and every day. We thank you for this door of opportunity that you've given her, that she's boldly walking through. We thank you for that smile coming back, that joy abounding, that constitution and will to be blessed, to be a blessing to others. We thank you for her life and her legacy in the name of Jesus. We lift up today and thank you for taking our dear sister Janice all the way from Memphis and her team to Haiti to plant seeds of kindness, to be your hands extended, to be your light where it had grown dim, to come with help, Father, the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue spiritually and naturally to those people of Haiti. Father, to share the gospel, the good news that Jesus still loves and he still lives and he still cares about the least of these. We thank you that this trip has touched Janice's life and that she will never be the same. And we thank you, God, for that entire team that you sent, and that they will go again and again, and that the seeds that have been planted, they'll be watered by your word, by your presence and your prayer, and your flourishing, abundant crop of that, God, you're still a healer, you're still a deliverer, will remain there in that part of Haiti. We thank you, Father, for her dear daughter, Jana, who will be taking her Tennessee bar. Oh, Father, as she has studied diligently, as she has prepared faithfully on Tuesday, we ask you to anoint her mind with stress your name, and you have to bow to the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you'll give her the total recall. You'll bring back to her remembrance that which she has studied. We call her successful for this test, that we already see her as in a practicing attorney in that great state of Tennessee. So we corporately pray for Janice's success as she takes that bar on Tuesday. And we pray for Janice's mom. Allergies are a name, and they have to bow to the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, that you will touch in the Jehovah Rapha to her body right now. Peace to Janice's brother as he's taking care of his mom. We just speak health and life more abundantly in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our dear sister Camilla. We thank you for her praise report that she sees her work, her pouring in, her mentoring these two young ladies has brought them to that place of success, of graduation. For that accomplishment, that there are other opportunities, and when they may have wanted to take different roads, it may not have led to this point of success. I thank you for her influence, for her prayers that have allowed these young ladies to accomplish what maybe probably in different times they weren't even sure that they could accomplish. And we celebrate this season as they prepare to go to college. We thank you that when you train up a child in the way that they should go, when they're grown, when they depart from you, they will not depart from the word of God. We just attach that word to their lives, to their actions, to their decisions in the name of Jesus. We lift up her cousin, Tarsheen Nicole, and we pray for her healing. We send the word to the hospital from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, we ask you to intervene with every tissue, every muscle, every cell of her body. We speak healing. We curse and cancel the assignment of death. Now I speak hope to this baby's spirit that she will not give up or give out. And I just thank you that everyone who comes into her hospital room, the doctors and nurses, the aides, the anesthesiologists, that everyone will speak life and be your hands extended of life to Ms. Tarsheen Nicole. We pray for the healing of breast cancer for her best friend, Teresa. Breast cancer is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that as Carmilla gets her to take these artist products, that as she does the products and the prayer, that you will intervene, and we speak to her body now and curse every cancerous cell in her body. We have too many testimonies, Father, of what this product has done for those in the past, even my own cousin and so many more. So we pray that as she prays and you do your touch, and that as she does her part and you do yours, breast cancer has to flee out of her body. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace to Miss Teresa's spirit. And Father, put her around people that will speak life and life more abundantly. We curse and cancel those spirits of fear and apprehension that would already see this going and spinning out of control. But Daddy God, bring her back to the cross, to your place, to your peace, to the position of knowing that she's an overcomer by your blood, the blood of Jesus, flowing through her veins, that we call her the healed and the whole. Now we pray for Miss Camilla to have wisdom about her decision about moving. We call on that the Sophia, wisdom of God. You told us in James 1 that if we 1:5, that if we lack wisdom, we could ask it of you, and you would give it to us liberally. That what you're saying, Daddy God, not just a little bit, but I'll pour out my plan. I'll pour out my process and my purpose into your life. So we ask Miss Camille to grow hold of that wisdom, to get in his presence, in his face, and he, Father, we know you already have the answer for her as you order her steps in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up Kevin and Natalie with the upbringing and the co-parenting of their children. And we just call these children blessed, that their little spirits are whole and healthy in the name of Jesus. And our dear minister, LC, we pray for organization of the paper and and that she's able to stay focused and faithful to your word and your will being done in her life. So we just love you, Lord, with all of our heart, and we just thank you for success in her life so that the projects that she has will be accomplished. Now, Father, for the spoken and the unspoken prayer requests, Father, we see many people on this board who have deep concerns that you provide those who need your Jehovah Nisi. They need a victory in some areas that they have not seemed to have the breakthrough. For others, Father, you are their provider. You are the ones that they have a financial need. We curse and cancel the spirit of lack. You have no jurisdiction or authority in God's people. We call in the finances from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And we call in the overabundance, and you will do the exceeding abundantly above. And Father, for those who've grown weary, they've had so much on them, so much stress, so much responsibility. Father, I just speak strength to their spirits. I just speak hope back into their heart. And utmost, I speak the peace of God so that they hear your voice and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Father, I just thank you that you've been faithful in the midst of, in spite of. And we just thank you that we trust in you. Sometimes and most times, we don't know how you're going to work it out, but we know that you're going to work it out. So we call your intervention, supernatural, miracle, working power into each and every situation, into our lives. And as we go out this weekend, let us go out fortified in faith. As we go out this weekend, even as Jesus wept over the many situations and circumstances that he saw his people, his beloved in, even in our own lives, as we grieve about things that may not have gone as we desired, even as we grieve on the status of America, the unrest, the unruliness, the things that we just don't understand. All you made that simple prayer and petition that Minister Ada quoted this morning, and that Second Chronicles, as we minister it everywhere we go, and 7:14 that said, if my people who are called by my name. Father, everyone on this line, we're your people, and we call ourselves Christians. You told us to do four things, and as we're praying this morning, we're adhering to your prerequisites. You told us to humble ourselves. Father, fill each and every one of us with a spirit of humility in those places where we have not done what we're supposed to do. We don't make excuses, Father. We repent. We say we repent. We don't try to justify. Father, we repent. We don't try to work it out with regret. We repent and ask for the spirit of humility to flood our souls, our minds, so that servant leader will walk in a posture of humility. Secondly, you did tell us to pray. And prayer, Father, is not just a monologue. It's a dialogue of us praying to you, putting our petitions at the altar, coming boldly into your presence, seeking your heart, your mind, your will, your way. So you told us to be humble. Secondly, you told us, Daddy God, to pray. Then thirdly, you told us to seek your face. Father, for some of us, we've never known how to really do that. We're so used to coming in with our need list, with our gotta have list, always seeking your hand. But teach us in this season how to seek your face means to practice your presence, just to come into your presence with just praise on our lips, not asking for nothing, but to activate the atmosphere with your glory, with your Shekinah glory, with the praise, with the sweet smelling fragrance of your presence through praise, of just lifting up our hands, saying that we love you, Lord, with all our heart. We trust you, Lord, that we ask for you to intervene, for you to interject your strategies, your blueprint, and your plan. Daddy God, we seek your mind. We want that 1 Corinthians 2:16. We want the mind of Christ. We ask it to get in your face like Moses on Mount Sinai, when he was in the presence of God, the countenance of the Holy Ghost came down all upon him. Now, Lord, then when we're in your face, we don't have to have a Jesus pen for people to know that we're your child. When we're seeking your face and in your presence, people will always say, oh, it's just something about you, because we've been in your presence seeking your face. This morning, as we humble ourselves, as we pray to you, as we seek your face, huh? Then that last one, we got to turn from our wicked ways. God, today we make a declaration and a decree in our own lives this 22nd day. We're going to turn and go a different way. We're going to turn and say, you order my steps. We're not going to keep running ahead and say, God, now you bless it. We're going to wait on you and march behind you as our praise goes forth, just like your children with Jehoshaphat, where they sent the praise and worshipers out first. Because after we're seeking your face and praising, we're turning from every wicked. We're going to quit telling you, I can't help it. We're going to know that we can do all things through Christ, you who strengthen us. So God, as you've told us in that 2 Chronicles 7:14, we're walking in humility. We're humbling ourselves. Father, we're praying your kingdom come, your will be done. Father, we're seeking your face, not just your hands. And we made a covenant, a commitment, a contract to turn from all of our wicked ways, knowing you are greater in us. And you will help us. Because then you said, only then, after we've done those first four, then you said you would hear from heaven. So we know now that we've made a commitment to do the four. Now we know you're hearing us. You said we'd hear from heaven and forgive our sins. Oh, everybody on this line, we have asked for your forgiveness and that you promised to heal our land. So today, Daddy God, we thank you as we seal this time of intercession that we've done what we know to do, and we can, with full expectation, look forward to your bountiful blessings doing all we cannot do. We leave this call, Daddy, trusting you, worshiping you, praising you, saluting you, saying, have your way, your kingdom come, your will is being done in our lives. And we thank you for it now. We don't even wait till the battle's over. We shout now that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, go out, our TMC family. Be blessed. Have an awesome, blessed weekend. And we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. And some of you will hear you on the new morning motivational call. Be blessed. Bye-bye.